Let's see Rashi. We're talking about Rashi at the beginning of the Gemara. Lefisha Sheninu, Rashi tells right away that the commandment Makshil, the Gemara is just going to try and figure out exactly what this whole statement means. Here's Mambala Nisu. Commandment Perak Apalpi, later on in the fifth Perak, Tanan. Noisin Lepsula Shneimos Sechardish Mishatova Habal. So we give the Psula 12 months from the time that the husband has requested the Nisuin. She has 12 months to prepare. The Hizrael and Nisuin, and he's stated that the Nisuin time is coming. So she can prepare the Takshitin to bring into the marriage. The Farnes is Kandarir Balaz Ulam, so that whatever. These preparations. La mana shleshim yad, and a mana has 30 days to prepare. She's done this before, etc. So he gives man zeh. This 12 month time come now. Now it comes. Well, inisu the chuppah was not done. The chuppah. Come on, before she came about in the case where the husband was the source of the problem. He was the one who held back. So Arklitz Mishalo, she has the right to start eating from him. Shabbal Chai B'Mazonis Ishtar Mitzkanis Bezdin to kill the Kamon Perigat Naru. So the husband gets a Chiyah Mazonis that starts at this point in time. And Arklitz Mishalo, Yim Kayan Hu. If he's a Kayan, he Bas Yisrael, and she's not a Bas Kayan, so she can't eat Truma based on her own lineage. She's allowed to eat. Shakayin Michael is Ishtar of Chuma, Kayolof may be Kayin, Kayit, the Nefesh, Kayin Kasper. So the Pasuk is referring to the case of a Kayin who acquires an Evid, but Chazal Darshan is also referring to when he acquires a wife.
Further on, the Gemara is going to ask about the
fish. Achain Shanino Basula Nises. So as written, Shmuel is quoted as saying that since we have that din later on, that Oklis Mishaloi, that's why our Mishnah tells me, in a case where it comes out that the 12 months ends not on a Wednesday, so it's not his fault that they're not having the chuppah, Melichthus, from doing the Kanisa. This is not due to him. When it comes to Shalom, it's not his refraining, and therefore he doesn't have to give mazonis. So Rabbi Yosef said, "Bariat to Avraham." Tamal Dibei Rabbi. See, he was wondering over that which he had heard from his Rebbe. Va'omar, Mori to Avraham, the master of Avraham, Hashem. Why would Shmuel say such a thing? So Rabbi Yosef was finding this statement to be difficult. So when he heard it, he had this question. Furthermore, it was a grouchy. Why should I call Rabbi Yosef a shachat hamuda? I would tell you all the word of Rishonim. Rabbi Yosef had, we found in other places that Rabbi Yosef became ill and forgot his learning. And as he was relearning his what he had learned before, he was finding this halacha that he learned before. He's wondering, trying to make sense out of it. He thought maybe once upon a time he understood it. He tried to find what does it mean. So he asked, "Totally Tanya, below Tanya." The more is going to challenge the question, but as you know, the first step, the Gemara says that his question was Tala Tam Mishnah Shnuya, but Mishnah Shena Shnuya. That the reason why this Mishnah is learned is because of a statement which is not learned in the Mishnah. You don't learn a statement in the Mishnah because of a statement not in the Mishnah. That's what we have him quoted as asked. Now, on that, the Gemara says, Mashiach the Rabbi Yosef. And then that the more asked on Rabbi Yosef, "Hi Tanya, hi Tanya, hot Tanya, hot Tanya, Zushnaya, Bazushnaya." Both of them are Mishnayos. So what do you mean? You're saying he was Tarla the time of a Mishnah which is learned and a Mishnah which was not learned. They're both Mishnayos. So that wasn't his question. Rather, his question was, Eli Toli, Tanya, the Mefarish Taima, be the Tanya, the Lomefarish Taima. When we asked that, what are we trying to accomplish in our Mishnah? You should say, no, Taima Mefarish Pesecha. The Mishnah explains what you're accomplishing. Kadesha Yashkim the Bezin. That she should go to Bezin the next morning. That's what you want to accomplish with our Mishnah. But the Mishnah over there, Vigiyazman, ain't shum tam a furish ba, lorim in deima, imigiyazman, becha b'shabbos, eno malo lomazonis. There's no hint in that Mishnah that the point of that Mishnah is to address this scenario of if the 12 months ended on a Sunday. Okay. So therefore, the more restated what Shmuel was trying to say. Shmuel was trying to say the reason is, like we said in our Mishnah. But now that we have our Mishnah, we're going to have the application of our Mishnah will impact that Mishnah over there. This is not the Gemara asking. This is still all part of Rabbi Yosef's statement. Since we have this concept, the Chachamim want to make the Chasa nice. He's forced, held back from doing the Knesset L'chuppah on Sunday due to this Tekana. Therefore, that Mishnah over there, which says he is one of the ones who has to pay mezon, it doesn't apply. Now, this is all how Rabbi Yosef is explaining Shmuel. Then Rabbi Yosef himself says, "Lefikach." Rabbi Yosef Mesayim Lo Mishmei Dinam Shaydim. This is Rabbi Yosef's own thought. Now, when we soirei with his logic, "V'amr Lefikach." Therefore, quote, "Hoil sits with a madnu." We see from Shmuel's statement that he's saying that if there's something holding him back against his will from doing the chuppah, then he's not mechuyev to give him a zonus. Therefore, chalahu, if he became ill, or chal sahi, or she became a nida, enam alam a zonus. Okay. So that is the first version of Rabbi Yosef's. So we have Shmuel's statement, we have Rabbi Yosef's question, which the more corrects Rabbi Yosef's question, then we have Rabbi Yosef's answer, then we have Rabbi Yosef's conclusion based on that answer. So the second version of the Gemara is that Rabbi Yosef didn't have it as a conclusion, but he had it he had now a shaila based on what Shmuel said. I have a question. Some are presented as an iboya, as a shiloh. Chaluhu mahu. Shmuel said that if the person is mukav milich nois, due to karsu chamim, so there's something against, not in his power, so he's not mukav to give mazonos. What about if he became sick? Does he have a chiyuv mazonos in that situation or not? Chasam time in my. Do we say that just like in the case of Shmuel's statement, is Mishum the Onis, if something happened against his will, preventing him from doing the chuppah, and he's potter? So over here also, Valchanami, Ha'onis, say over here he's an Onis, he's not doing the chuppah because he's not feeling well, he can't do the chuppah, so it's something beyond his control, and he's not Chayv Mazonis. Oh, Dilma, no, maybe I could argue that differently. The Hossam Onus B'Tekata T'Kinelei Rabbanon. That which is holding him back is a objective across the board to cut off the Chacham. But it was a personal issue which developed with him. And maybe so she should write to say, listen, I have a right to get mazonos. The fact that you're not doing it is not called a regular onus. You have a problem. Okay, so that's life. You know, you have a problem. You have a commitment to do something which you were going to do. You're not doing. Uh, Okay. But v'im timsa loymer, next step of the shayla. If you will say the cholohu malala bazaynus, if he becomes ill, so that's his problem, and he's still mechuyev to give her mazaynus. What about if she becomes sick? Multi amrlo, can the man say to her, I'm standing here, I'm ready. So the problem is not me. Why should I have to pay mazaynus? But Dilma, or we can argue even in the situation, he should be mechuyev to give her mazaynus, because motzi amrlo, she could tell the husband, nistapcha sudeyu. Right, your field became flooded, literally. Right? That's, but you know, I am part of your possessions. You have responsibilities to take care of me, and your mazel was gerim that there's a problem. It's not me; it's the problem. Tosfos says that in general, the issue is Tosfos that he has the chiyuv peruvu. He has the ikur. Responsibility of the need for the marriage, and he can't do it. He can't proceed to that stage. So we say that Minashamayim, it was his. He was the source of the problem. So therefore, he's mechuyev mazaynus. V'intim salarmer amrulei nistapcha sedeyu. If it will then take it to the next stage. That she has a right to say in this scenario that his field has been washed out. It's his mazel. What about Pirsanita Mahu? If he becomes Anita, when we look at that as being the punk now, the woman becomes sick, mazel ger. Pirsanita, this is the normal flow of events. That's not these topics today. Over your mouth, it was garma problem. This is the normal flow of events. Now, so the more like this. B'shas v'esta lo tibor l'cha. If she saw in her regular pattern, so we don't b'shayla. L'motzi amrlei these topics says, you can't say it's his mouth which was garment. This is her normal nature. So that's her. The question only arises if she saw in something out of the norm. My, if we're accepting this argument, she says, "Ma pitom?" All of a sudden, out of where I had the riya which I never have. Teretz says there's something preventing the chuppah. That's your problem. Your mouth was garam that. The Dilma came in the Ikanoshi to call Meshanya Vistayo. Kshas Vestadami. We find that it's not unheard of women changing. Women change from one vest to different vest. So maybe this is the beginning of her changing to a new vest. So it's not an abnormal thing.
The word
of
the
decline,
the shaya is a change.
Mishan, the
lashon of shinui.
Yeah. Supposit Rabakoi. Rabakoi wants to push the shaylas from the Mishnah which we quoted before. It says like this: Higi azman v'lo nisu orchlus mishaloi v'orchlus b'tshuma. So the time came, and they did not get married. So she has a right to eat from him. Loi nosu loi katani. He didn't say he didn't marry her. But rather, it says Eloloinisu. They were not married, or they were not manusa. So it sounds like there wasn't that he chose not to. It wasn't Veloinot. He did not proceed with the nisuin, but rather it didn't happen. So now, it sounds like there was something preventing from, you know, not from him. Sechidomi. Either come Akman in he, if she is holding it back and saying, I don't want to go proceed. Am I Urchlis Mishalai Urchlis Machuma? Why would she then have a right to get Mazonis? Elalav, it must be the isness that the situation was, that the situation was preventing it. It wasn't his choice. It wasn't her preventing it. The situation is preventing it. Ki Hagabel, like these examples which we've given. Okay. No. In a situation of earnest, she does not have a right to get mazonis. With the koma akvi inhu. And the situation where he's mechuyev to give him mazonis is when he's holding it back. Therefore, the Mishnah should have said he did not marry her. But vaydi the tani reisha biditi tani rami seva biditi. But since the beginning of the Mishnah was talking about the psula gets 30 days. We're talking about the woman that says, well, the time comes and she didn't get married. She gets, so we're talking about her. So we continue to talk about her. If the, she wasn't able to be married, to be menusa, still she gets her, right? But the problem was from him, not that she was the problem. Okay, let's see Rashi. Okay. The Rashi, three lines on the bottom. Hak imna. The man can say, the woman can say, no, I'm sorry. The man can say, "Hinini mazuman, I'm ready. It's you're not well." Or can she say, "Nistach po sudeyu, loshen motor sechev"? There's a final loshen motor sechev, which is strong rain coming down, which means nishtafa sudcha. You're filled with flooded. So that's the idiom. What does it mean? Klamer mazlucho gerim. Your mazel caused it. Ki meyayim ani mitel us alecha lozit. This point onwards, you have a chiyum mazonis for me, and that which you can't take me is because I'm not well. Your mazel caused that. Pashat Rav Achoy, Hach Baya. This question, he wanted to prove it from our Mesnisin, from the Mishnah. Tani Loi Nisu. It says the lashon of Loi Nisu. Didn't say he did not do the nisuin. Which that would indicate that the man is holding back. They did not receive the nisuin to the men. It says the problem was on the woman's side. Now if she's refusing or holding back, why should he pay? It must be case of earnest. No, Vadi Tani Resha Biditi. Really, the case situation was he's holding back. Since the Resha was discussing the woman, it says, well, if the time came and they did not get the chuban they were supposed to get, he has to pay. Tosis says that, just Tosis points out, Loi Nosu, the fourth Tosis down, they had a masara that's how you're supposed to read it. Tosis says two things. First, it says that they had a masara because how it's written, Nosu and Nisu is not very clear. What exactly the Nisu would be. Tosis says, furthermore, if the language is Loi Nosu going on the men, So we're talking about men plural. It says not v'lo nosa, v'lo nosu. So then she urchlis mishalahem. You're talking about the men. You would say if the men did not do it, the women eat from them. It says urchlis mishaloi, singular. So
So he's going on the women. They women, the mona and the psula, did not get married to the husband. Then they eat from the husband. So it's singular. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara. So Morris says, we introduced an idea of oinus that Shmuel said. The case where the reason why it was the nisuin did not take place, it was due to an oinus, so then there's no chiyum as oinus. In some ways, we look at the oinus will change the status of the situation. However, then you get an enokain. Then when it comes to the situation of a get, where there was a condition which is made, and an oinus played out in regards to the fulfillment of the condition, the fact that it was an oinus will not change the status. So we're talking about a condition which is going to be fulfilled in the negative. And it was fulfilled. But the reason why it was fulfilled was not by the person's decision, but rather an oinus caused the fact that he says, if I don't come back in 30 days, the get should take effect. He didn't come back. He didn't come back because an oinus prevented him from coming back.
Now this is suffering. No?
What?
Isn't that a suffering? In other words,
let's say we know that, but that's we see him start the he's on the side. He says, "If I don't come back to the city, all of a sudden, you know, there's a major flood and they can't cross the river." We see him on the side of the river. I'm here. Yeah, very nice, but they can't get across.
No, what I'm saying is that if he didn't have the onus, it's still possible that he would not have come back.
Okay, it's possible. In most scenarios, we see clearly he's trying to get across. He's there, you know, running from fisherman to fisherman. Please take me across. He says, I'm not going to cross this water. Like, we see the situation, but he's not here. So, and I, over here, the same way over here, it's 12 months, but he didn't do nesuin because of an oinus. He didn't come back because of an oinus. It's still a get. So that's Rava's statement. Alma Kasabra Rava. We see the Rava holds an oinus begitin. The Rava holds that the fact there's an oinus, the fulfillment of Tanai was due to an oinus, is not an argument. Okay. So the Gemara says, Rava can't just make this up. This is a very important question. Rava has to have a source for this. Where did Rava get this from? Okay. Ilema, maybe say, Mehodatnan. We got it from the following Mishnah. The man says to the woman, this is your get. He gives her the get, and he says, this is the get. If I do not come back within 12 months. And then he dies during that time. So he didn't come back. The lock is en a get. So since he said the get should take effect after 12 months, he didn't say harez gitach mehayoyim im lebossi. He said harez gitach im lebossi. So means he's saying the get will. He's giving the get now. It will take effect if he doesn't return in 12 months. Well, he's dead already, so the get cannot take effect after he passes away. So en a get. It's not a get. So that's the case of the Mishnah. Zot the Gemara that Rava said, or the Mora saying, the Mora is suggesting that maybe this was Rava's source. The Mora is going to challenge it, right? Right? But said the Mora, well, if this was Rava's source, this is what he would have said. He said, aha, Mesu then get the fat Hachala harais get. If he didn't come back because he became ill, I mean, Mesu is annoyance. But Mace also has another element that the get can't take effect then. If you're looking for the point of the mission was to tell me that coming back, that not coming back, which is the fulfillment of the Tanai, due to an oinus, is not a fulfillment, and therefore the get is not chal. So telling me that in the case of illness is much better. Because you tell me in the case of Mace, there's another problem. And get lachemisa.
So if Rabba's din is not true, and the point of the Mishnah is to tell me that if fulfillment of an oinus is not a fulfillment, it would have chosen a case of illness. The fact that it chose a case of Misa tells me, no. The fact that there's an illness, a kiyum through oinus is called kiyum. But there's another problem. They get lachem Misa. Okay, that is, let's say that would have been Rabba's source. The Mishnah says that would have been the source, you can't prove anything. Because Dilma, no, illness, really, in a case of a chola, it's not a get. In other words, a kiyum of a negative through an oinus is not called a kiyum. The definition of a kiyum is that a person of his own volition chooses not to do it. That's called fulfilling the Tanakh. But if there are circumstances which prevent him from doing it, That's not called. He fulfilled his tanakh, and Rob is wrong. So the question is: so why did the Mishnah pick a case of Misa? V'iguva kamash malon. V'zim lo emelcha emelcha chol namein uget. V'iguva kamash malon. Then get lachar Misa. That I want to tell me that there's. I want to tell you the loch and get lachar Misa. So the Mora says. So why is that important to know? So let's say Rashi, let's say the person leaving out a key. Now this case either way with me again, you're saying because kiyum oinus isn't effective. But let's say there would be no tanai. He gives the woman again. Says, listen, I don't want you to fall to you, but I want this get to take effect the minute after I die. It's not a good get. Morris says no. If we're suggesting this is the source, and you're suggesting that you can't prove it from this source because I have another, I need it for something else, that's not true. Ein get lachem Misa, hatana l'reisha. That's already said earlier in the Mishnah over there. Hareza gitech im mati. The man says to the woman, this should be a get for you if I die. Or he says that this is a get for you if I die from this illness. I'm sorry. Right. He's saying not if I die in any circumstance. I'm referring to this specific illness. If, you know, he gets sick and then only has a car accident and they kill him, that's not what he meant. But he meant, if I die from this illness, or Hareza Gitach La'achar Misa uses the language of La'achar Misa, Le'amar Klum. So all of these are, since it only take effect, in general, when we use the Lashon of Im, it means when, if something happens, in the language of a Tanai means then when it happens, it'll take effect. Well, when that happens, it's too late. So already know and get La'achar Misa. Okay. Okay. The Mora says no. So what are we saying? So we suggested a source for Rava, and we said up front, if that was the source, that's not a source, because I have another way to learn it. It's come to tell me that there ain't Egel HaMisa. The Mora is saying, no. You don't have another way, because Egel HaMisa, I know from somewhere else. So this Mishnah, this second Mishnah, what's it teaching me? It's teaching me that not because they get lachamisa, but because of that oinus is not a fulfillment of the tanai. I'm sorry, oinus is a fulfillment of the tanai, and chola, the case of chola, the get would be chal. Only by misa it's not chal, but not to tell me the kiddush by misa, but rather to tell me the diuk by chola. So if so, we have a source for a rabbi. So Mor is now going to say no. I need the sefer to tell me did I get lachar Misa, and therefore I have no source for Rav. You ask me, I know that from the Reisha. There's something which in the sefer which I don't have in the Reisha. So if a person says that the get should be chal, Hareza Gitach Me'achshav, if I don't come, if I die, so it's chal, because it's not chal when he dies, it's chal now. He says me'aksha. Let's say he writes up the get, and he writes the dates in the get. Right? And then he says, he doesn't say me'aksha, he says, he writes the date, and this is the day, the man tells the woman, hareis the getech, imati. So why do you write the date? What's the date relevant? It's not chal now, it's only chal imati. So Rabbi Yossi holds that in that situation he meant to make a tanai of mi'aksha. The fact that you put the zman in the get, which is totally irrelevant, right, must be that the purpose of putting the zman in the get is to tell me that it's, he meant a tanai of mi'aksha. Okay. So now comes the sefer. By the sefer, there must have been a date. How do I know? Because it says 12 months. 12 months from when? So in the sefer, there must have been a date. And the Mishnah says he dies and it's not chal. Why is it not chal? Because then get lach remisa. And you don't say zman shoshan mechiyach alav and that he meant to make a tanai me'aksha. That's the chiddush of the sefer. Not to tell me the diuk that chola is a get, which would be Rava's did. No. I'm not discussing that, and I have no proof to Rava. So what's the chiddush of this Mishnah? Even when there's a date, you still say get lach remisa. You don't say like Rabbi Yossi. Dilma. The purpose of the sefer was to come to exclude the Rabbi Seinu's opinion. The Tanya, we lived in a bride. So Rabbi Seinu, he tiruali nase. They said that she can get married with this with a get. On that case over there of the Mishnah, Heresi Getach Imloi Bossi, and Verminan Man Rabbi Seinu. And we explain who is this opinion of this braisa of Rabbi Seinu. Of Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel, it's Beit Din of the Shor Mishcha. It was the Bezin which permitted Shemen of Akum. It's a roundabout way of saying this, which is Rabbi, if I call correctly. And Savi Lo Rabbi Yossi, the Amar Zman of Shoshan Machiach Alav. You can't say Rabbi Seinu on one person, on Rabbi Yossi alone. But so it clearly was somebody else. But but this Bezdin, which Shmuel had a Masara, was the Bezdin of the Shara Mishkel Bezdin, which we know was a known Bezdin. They had been Matar Shem and Shalakim. That Bezdin holds a Rabbi Yossi Damar Shemana Shazar Machiachal. The fact that there's a date in the star, in the case where it's irrelevant, indicates that you want to make a tanai me'aksha. Okay, so it comes out that case of the Mishnah there would not be a source for Rava's din. Okay. Let's see, Rashi. Whereas we could have learned in the Reisha there was no date in the get because it just says imati. There is the kana to put a date in the get. And the Mora says that but Bini Eved the get is kosher without a date. So the Chiddush of Yossi is even in a case where even though there is a tekana, since Bidi Eved is kosher without it, the path the person put it in is he meant to say me'aksha. That's how far Rabbi Yossi takes his idea. It's a Rashi. I'm holding my Rashi all the way up. Linyan Gittin Enokain, the fourth line from the top. This is going back on. Rabbi Yosef's conclusion: that Shemina, the Akavas Ha'oynis Paitrosim in the Mazonis, that if the person, the time came, he didn't get married, didn't do Nisuin. So what the Halacha was quote unquote fulfilled. He didn't do nesuah. So he should be chayav mezaynus. I said, no. But if the reason why he didn't do nesuah is because of an oinus, that's not called you fulfilled that halacha, that therefore the halacha takes effect. When you get an ain't tanis oinus moelis, it becomes a get. The oinus is not an argument. You doesn't get the ishtri amanas im loy ovoy adzman ploini. Yeah, he get. If he gave a get to his wife with the condition, a negative condition, if he doesn't come back by a certain time, it should be a get. Venenis willy boy, he didn't come back, so the condition was fulfilled. But it was only fulfilled due to an onus. You can't argue that I was an onus and that wasn't the fulfillment of the tonight. Rabbi holds an onus begitten. Ain't tanis onus begitten, come in before his time. The more is understand why not. In other words, right now the more is trying to bring a source. We don't know why it's true. We just don't that we just figure out why that it is true. But how do we know that this should be what's the logic? The more we'll say at the end. Ain gets vim ain should be ain loy bonim skukaliyav, and therefore the purpose of such a type of a get. Either way, she's not married to him anymore. He's dead. The point is, there's no din yibum. He wants to accomplish no yibum. No, there will be yibum. So remember, daik meisu then again. The only reason why it's not again is because he died. The holo shavi kitar yud beis chodesh. He didn't put it tonight me'achshav. So he said that the get should be chal when after 12 months. Who meis b'sechas man? He died before that. Right? You can't divorce her at that point in time. We'll learn Gita and we'll see Rashi uses a similar language over there. Rashi doesn't say that they're not that there's no relationship, that they can't, there's nothing to divorce. Right? Rashi says there's no man to megarish. So the Gemara in Kedushin, which we did learn, and Daf Yud Gimel, more once. How do you know that after a man dies that the woman is mutter to remarry? Other rites extend after the person Eishazach, right? With the exception of Achaz Ishtoi, Eshes Aviv, his father died. She's not the wife of his father anymore. Yes, she is. Eshes Aviv extends after the father died. Eshes Ach extends after the brother dies. Eshes Achi Aviv, Doidosoi. The uncle's been dead for 15 years. Who cares? But she's Eshes Achi Aviv. Right? So maybe Eshes should continue also. So the more makes the whole drasha from a pasuk. Means the more it is willing to contemplate the idea that the din of Eishes Ish extends. Rashi says it does. Many of the dinim that were created through the marriage extend afterwards. So theoretically, it would be possible to discuss the idea that you can be megarish a woman after the man dies. The problem is there's no human being. We're lacking the person to put the power into the get. He's not here. We chose the case of Misa because there's this other problem of ain't get lach Misa. But any other situation of oinus, Lemafka Gita, would not undermine the get. Alma ain't oinus begitten. So we see ain't oinus begitten. So that's our diuk. So Krashi, why is this diuk correct? Disachodaituk. Cholonami ain't a get. If not returning due to illness undermines the get. So nisti chola. So if you tell me that's a bigger chiddush. Tell me that case. If a case of chola, it's not a valid get. So tell me chola is not a get. Then understand if chola is not a get, mace is not a get either. So by saying chola, I can include both cases. So Morris says no. Maybe chola is a get. And a kiyum ayde oinus. I'm sorry. Maybe chol is not a get. The kiyum ayde oinus is not a kiyum. So your question was: so why didn't it tell me the case of chol? Because it wants to tell me the halacha of misa.
The reason why I chose mace wasn't like you're saying to make an implication. That had it been an illness, the get would be then the get would be valid like Rob. No. That's not the purpose of the Mishnah. It's important to tell me the get lachamisa. But I feel a beloy tonight, even not in a situation of tonight. If you're going to remember the Ishtar, raise a get like lachamisa. The get should take place after I die, and I'll get the parchment in the oven. This get will not be effective to remove yibum. Okay, so Morris says, no, that I know from the ratio. Okay, it's all this here.